Hello.
Oh, hi, Rachel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine, yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. I was looking at your account and the text messages that you sent, and I noticed that the August payment's going to hit in like 5 days, and I know you wanted to take care of the June payment and then cancel the account. Or
Yes.
actually, it's the July payment that's due on the 29th. I'm sorry. So I'm trying to get that settled for you before that happens.
Okay, yes, that's fine. Is there a link I can do it? Because I don't want you guys to keep my account, our account, I mean, bank in your file and then charge us again, so.
Oh, okay. So I can send you the login to your dashboard and you can update it online, but it will still store the card. What will prevent you from getting charged again is once the account cancels. So if you are able to settle it now, what I could do is cancel the account now and you'll get an email within a couple of minutes that it's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. But
Okay.
let me ask you, how come you're wanting to cancel? Because I see your account is still pretty fresh.
Well, it's because I'm well, we're offering for a lot of money with your program, and then like we have had some customers from the past who have left reviews, but those reviews are not apparent on our Google page. So it's just so like it's like, okay, why are we going to pay for service when we, people like because the reviews are not apparent on the page. Our other customers don't really want to leave a review because after what we're going to leave you guys a review when the review are not even showing up on your page. But we're supposed to have a total of like I think 7 or 8 reviews now, and only one it's showing.
Interesting. I wonder if you have a duplicate Google listing, because I'm looking at the one that we're managing and it does have one, but you have 7 or 8 other clients that said they posted reviews and it's not on there.
Yes. Like, so they're going to post reviews and then we're going to get a confirmation from you guys and also from Google seeing that the reviews have been posted and everything after Google vet the reviews because they have to verify. After they vet the review, they said, okay, your review, and the review will only display for like 24 hours and then it disappears.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, I've had that happen once or twice before over the years, and we can submit it to Google that there's some missing reviews. And sometimes after we submit it to Google, they will publish them. Sometimes they don't. You know, it just depends on the reason why they weren't posted. But the good news is, oh, guess what? They're on your website. So on the website, I was going to tell you, every time someone posts a 5-star review, it will populate over to your site. So I see that. Let me go back to the Google listing and take a look. So the one review that you do have is from Teresa Tahi, but on your website, her review is showing. Also, there's one from Big Little Sis or some Big Little Sis. And then there's one from Rakfen, Sarah, Bethel and Associates. So there's 4 or 5 that are showing on your site. So that's really good because we still have the whatever it is they typed that populated over to your site. So we can submit it to Google and let them know. Now, I want to give you an option because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in the terms and conditions, we do quote that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. However, your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the problem with the payment. So you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you some solid work. So one thing that you could do is I could collect the past due payment from June, and if you wanted to continue for the next month just so that you get more bang for your buck, I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would then be paid in full until August 24th. Now, that gives us plenty of time to fix the issue with the reviews, obviously, But also it gives you time for your account to come to full fruition so that your phone's ringing with more customers and to recoup some of that money that you've spent, you know. Now, keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if come August 24th, you're still not happy, then no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel it, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, like I said, at least you'll get more value out of what you've already paid.
Now, how can we keep you guys and you just like lower down the subscription? We're like, we just keep you guys optimize the Google page, and like, you know, like in case there's like issues like this with the reviews and everything, you guys can, because like we try to get a hold of Google, you can't get a hold of Google whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the benefit of working with us, Rachel, is that we're a premier partner to Google. So we have a support staff on site at Google that assists us.
Right.
So,
And that's the concept, because I know, you know, Google, like, just we try to get a hold of them, keep getting emails so that, you know, like, you know, you can partner with, you can reach out to one of our, you know, advertisement and like local partner, third party that we partner with. So like, we still have to go to one of you guys to partner with Google, you know, to resolve any issue. So how can we keep you guys and everything, you know, with us, but just lower subscription, where like, it's not like $300 a month, maybe just like $50 or something like that a month.
So we don't have a package that does the Google optimization for $50 a month. However, your program includes an extra batch of $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you are more concerned about just somebody managing the Google page and doing the updates and the optimization and the programming and the backlinks, content creation, that package, if we removed the Facebook ads, is only $199 a month. So we would take that $100 worth of Facebook ads off. And then you would continue and just pay $199 a month.
But you guys send me a text message where like there's like a thing where like it's like I got a text message from you guys where like it's like I can still keep you guys. Well, we can still keep you guys
the $49 a month. That's for the website hosting only. So what that would do is still cancel the Google optimization, the Facebook ads, all of the programming, and it would just allow you to keep your website up and running.
I see. Okay. So, okay.
What I would recommend is, since this, you know, June 29th payment is past due, I can't do anything with that except possibly get an override to remove the Facebook ads. So I could, you know, get an override to put that one at $199. And then since you have to pay that anyway, you know, take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for. And then once it's paid, I can push that next billing out for you. And then if August 24th gets close and you realize that, hey, I'm not getting a good return, I want to just go to the $49 package, then definitely call us and we can make that adjustment closer to, you know, August 24th when your next payment would hit. But I always tell people that a website in and of itself is kind of like a last resort, because I've been doing this for 14 years, and I've talked to all kinds of business owners over the years. Some have these fancy websites that they've spent tens of thousands of dollars putting together that, you know, have all the bells and whistles on them. Some have, you know, sites that they had a friend and relative slap together for them. And across the board, they tell me that they've never gotten one client from their website. And the reason that happens is because a website in and of itself, it can't bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? So that's the value to what we do, is to program the listings so that your website is front and center in a spotlight position when people are looking for your services, you see? So now the website's in the position to actually bring you clients.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I'm going to go ahead and pay for the month of July.
The June 29th payment that we're getting, but I'm going to eliminate the July 29th and push that one out to August 24th. You see what I'm saying? That way you wouldn't have, yeah. So do you want to keep it with the Facebook ads for $2.99, or do you want to cut those off just to make it a little bit more affordable?
So you said it takes approximately, like, I know, you, yes, even John mentioned it, like, it takes approximately, like 45 days for everything to really, like, get concrete. And so already hit almost 30 days, so we kind of, so we're left with, like, approximately 14, like, 10 to, like, 15 days, approximately.
Approximately, yeah. It might even start ranking stronger quicker than that, because what happens when an account goes into suspension is that everything stays active on the account. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So Google changes the algorithms daily, right? It happens sometimes several times in each day. So what will happen is, once you make this payment, the technicians will go back all the way till June 29th, and they'll catch you up on all of the algorithm updates that, you know, hadn't been performed from that date until now. So that's why I said you're probably going to see results even quicker. But yeah, within the next 14 days would be the maximum that, you know, everything would be coming to full fruition for you.
All right. And then, okay, so let's just say, like, and we decide to cancel with you guys 100% after, like, maybe, like, a month or two. Do we still maintain all of the auto reading and everything? Because I remember John mentioned how, like, as long as in contract, you guys require at least 2 months minimum to 3 months minimum. But if a person or a business decides to, like, to cut ties with you guys, you know, everything stays, like, you don't lose your Google algorithm, you don't lose, like, your Google page, nothing like that.
Exactly.
We still keep it. Is it true?
Yes. So we create all of the listings, including the Google page, to that you're the owner of it, and we're managing it for you. So if you ever cancel down the road, we just remove ourselves as a manager, and that page still belongs to you and your business. So you get to keep that no matter what.
And it's still active, and it's still, like, usable throughout like, the cities and everything, stuff like that.
It would be active if people would look you up directly, but if somebody is looking for one of your services, that's where it wouldn't be showing up anymore, because that's the service that you pay us for, right? So the difference would be, let's say that you're looking for McDonald's and you type into Google McDonald's, right? You're going to find McDonald's, no problem. But if you type in fast food or hamburger, you're going to find a variety of options, right? McDonald's might come up, but you might see a bunch of other fast food and hamburger spots close to you. So that's what that $199 package is that you pay us, is it keeps your business on the first page every time someone's searching for your services. So that is why.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Give me a second, please.
Yes.
Can you give me a minute, please?
Take your time, Rachel. No problem. Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. Yes, and you were saying, so
I was saying that if somebody searches for you directly down the road and you know, mm-hmm. let's say you don't have our service anymore and you don't have anybody else programming the Google page, then it's still going to be active, but it won't be on the first page under your services. But people could still find you by looking you up directly, right? So that's the benefit of having mm-hmm. the actual package month to month, is that we keep you on the first page in that spotlight position so that people can find you, you know, when they're Googling for your services.
Okay. But then like, but how's the guarantee you're going to have success? Because there's a whole bunch of like other company who pretty much offer the same services as us.
Right. So that's why we always like to focus on conversion, which is making sure that a potential client, when they do find you, will already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you, right? So that's why we do the content creation, the manual submissions, you know, hopefully we'll get this issue with the reviews fixed. It could even be because the account's been in suspension. You know, maybe there's been some type of a glitch with the reviews on your Google page, but we just haven't had a chance to fix it because the account's been past due, right? But that's how we're helping you to kind of outshine the other people on the first page, right? And the beauty of it is it doesn't matter if you get 5 calls in a month or if you get 50 calls within a month, it's all included in the package. So, you know, once your page gets stronger and stronger, it's not like you're paying per click or per lead or per phone call or anything like that. It's all included.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. I just don't know because like, whenever like after everything was set up, like, cause we sent out requests, majority of our previous, customers leave reviews and everything. And they're like, okay, well, I'm noticing like my review is not showing up. So other people are like, okay, now we don't leave. Okay. Why can't we leave a review if it's not going to pop up?
Yeah, that's sweet of them to tell you that. They're taking an extra step to make sure, which is great. I already put that in the notes, just so you know. I put in, there's 5 of them, but one of them is the Teresa that is showing. So there's 4 more that aren't showing. I put their names, and all of these reviews were populated about a month ago. So I'm surprised that the Teresa one stuck and the other 4 didn't. But I'm going to send it over to that department for them to fix. Now, what I recommend that you do, Rachel, moving forward, is we have a review generator email, and I don't know if you use that or if you just kind of told people to write a review, but I recommend rather than getting 5 reviews in a month, which could look suspicious to Google, you know, if everybody is like posting a review all close to the same day, I've seen that before where, you know, July 15th, someone gets, you know, 10 reviews and then you go on to their account in October and they've got nothing since, right? So that looks suspicious. So what I would recommend is if you use that review generator email, and I can send it to you again, send them out in smaller batches. So let's say that, you know, moving forward, you're like, oh my gosh, there's 10 more people I could send that to. Well, send it to maybe 3 of them today and 3 of them next week and 3 of them the next, you know what I mean? Try to space them out a little bit so that if one or two responds and goes and writes the review, now you're getting consistent reviews over time and it doesn't look suspicious to an end user or to Google. You know what I mean? Because also a potential client could think that's fishy too if they see, you know, 5 5-star ratings all on the same day and then all of a sudden nothing since then, you know? So, yeah, just a little, little technique that some people don't realize because people get excited when the Google page is up and they try to have everybody fill it out at the same time, which is excellent. You're doing phenomenal in the reviews department, you know, just moving forward, just try to space them out a little bit.
Okay. So maybe like we'll send like you said, three requests this week, just three by customer, and then next week, just like that.
Yeah,
not
maybe
being
keep a little spreadsheet or write it on a piece of paper. Yeah, so you know, like, okay, these guys I already sent it to. These are the ones for next week. You know what I mean? So that you can kind of manage it. And even if that list gets bigger, let's say that you have 5 to send this week and 5 to send next week. That's great, too. Just try to not send them all at once. You know what I mean?
Oh, one. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'll submit to Google to fix this one because I do see them on your website, which is, I'm so proud of you. You're doing really good with the reviews. Incidentally, the reviews, if they are 5-star, they automatically will populate onto your site. But if you ever at some point get some type of disgruntled client that goes on there and writes a bad review, that's not going to go on your site automatically. So we only have it set up so that the 5-star, it might still post on the Google page, but by then it wouldn't be relevant anyway because you're going to have so many more 5-stars, it's not going to matter, right? But just remember that if that ever happens, it's not going to affect your website at all.
Okay. All right. That's
okay. Okay, so now to get that June payment up to speed, my only question would be, is it just the card that changed, or is it still the 501 North Main Street for the billing address on the new card?
No, the card changed because we had a fraud attempt on the card, so the bank closed it up.
Sorry to hear that. Okay, yeah, no problem. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, new card number is 4610.
4610. And the 3-digit code on the back?
879.
Okay. So do you want me to do just the $199 and take the Facebook ads off? I don't think you need the Facebook ads anymore now that you're starting to show on Google. But if you want to keep them for another month, you can, you know, just so it comes to full fruition. But usually 87% of consumers will hire off of Google. So that only leaves 13%, you know, if you look at Facebook and Yelp and the other directories. So it's really, really good to bundle it with the package for the first couple of months usually. But if you wanted to take them off, I don't think it would impact you that greatly this month.
Your
package is $299, right? But $100, we take that and just send it directly to Facebook to run those ads. So if you want to keep that component, I can still charge you the $299. If you want to take those off, it would just be $199. So your Facebook page is still active. Okay. People can still find you on Facebook. We just wouldn't actively be running ads anymore if you remove that.
Okay, but has our Facebook page, has it came to full fruition or was there like
Facebook page kicks in first. That takes less than 2 weeks. So in the time that your account was active with us, you had 61 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. So, you know, it looks like it was getting a little bit of traction for you. But like I said, if, you know, just because I mentioned it to you because you were asking for something more affordable, right? So if you wanted to remove it, you definitely need to.
Yeah, since the Facebook already kicked in 100%, yeah, we can take that one out.
Take it off. Okay.
Google.
Okay, I think that's a really good move, Rachel. So let me get your authorization for the $199, and then I'm going to push that next billing out to August 24th. So give yourself a little reminder to kind of circle back and look at your account maybe August 20th or so. And that way, if you decide to cancel or make any adjustments, you can do so before that next billing hits. And then let me see here. Okay, good. That stuck. I wanted to make sure that the new billing date stuck, and it did. It pushed it out to August 24th for you. And then I'm going to submit right now for them to catch up on all the algorithm updates and fix that issue with the reviews. So if you have any other questions between now and then, you can call me. And then if not, I'm just trying to see here. You might be eligible for the Google Guaranteed program. Have you heard of that?
What is that?
Oh, okay. It's a exclusive pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year. It's not available in all areas and all industries. They're rolling it out in smaller, you know, batches. But for the people that do have it, they're telling us it's the highest revenue that they've ever seen online anywhere. And the reason being is that I don't know if you've ever tried like a typical pay-per-lead program before, like Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack.
Yes.
So you're, oh, good. Okay. So you're aware how those guys work. So, they typically will sell the review to you and everyone else out there, right? Meaning it's, there's nothing exclusive about it. But with this package, it's an exclusive lead that would only come to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check. So you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're not, it's okay. It won't affect the package you have now. But if, in order to qualify for Google Guaranteed, you'd have to have that with also a valid driver's license or social security number or the EIN number for the business. You have that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So as long as you don't have any felonies or anything like that, you would pass the background check with flying colors. That process takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks to approve. Now, because it's a newer program through Google, they're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. So, you know, once you're approved, Google will actually then put a blue check mark next to your company online so everybody knows that you're Google Guaranteed approved and you passed the background check. And that blue check mark means that Google is also guaranteeing your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you did a ton of work for someone and all of a sudden they start, you know, getting nasty and requesting their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. I don't see that that would happen because it looks like you have a great reputation, but it's really good to have that extra assurance through Google kind of backing your company, you know. And all we charge to participate in it is a one-time application fee of $250. And then once the background check is approved, the leads are only going to cost you $62.67 each, okay. So how that would work is, you know, 4 to 8 weeks from now, if you were able to do this, they would call you and say, okay, Rachel, your background check is approved. We want to charge your activation budget, which would equal 13 leads within the month. So it would be $817, okay? And that would be down the road, you know, once you're approved. That $817 would work like a escrow account. So within the month, let's say you don't need 13 leads. Say you take 5 or 6 leads and they're all big jobs and they keep you busy through the month, right? So the next month, you would just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So it's an excellent program, and I know just based on, you know, all the reputation that I see for you that you would do phenomenal with it.
Okay, so, let me just make sure I'm processing this correctly. So like, so pretty much, it's almost like Home Advisor, but just different. It's just like, specifically that just sent out to you, not like the same leads sent out to like multiple businesses, right? That's what you said.
Right. Yeah, that's like, instance, the one way that it differs from Home Advisor, right? Because Google is not in the business of selling
Advisor,
leads, right?
Right. Yeah, but because Home Advisor, they were like saying like, yeah, because some of us are those saying like the same lead to like multiple businesses, and the first one who reach out to the customer, like, you know, and are able to win them over, you know, gets it, and that's why it kind of like I'm competing for the customer with like other businesses. But with Google Guarantee, for instance, let's say that I was a customer, and then like, you know, there's a company called like, you know, Xavier Construction. So like, so, you know, I submit, you know, I'm looking for a job. So Google will only send my job request to Xavier, not to Xavier and other companies, right?
That's exactly right. Yes. So that's why it has such a high conversion rate, because it's only coming to you. The second benefit where it would differ from HomeAdvisor is that you're only going to be charged for the leads that are actual leads. So our department will monitor it. And let's say that someone contacts you through Google Guaranteed and then they say, hey, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead. Or let's say somebody calls you and says, hey, are you a general contractor? Because I need a remodel and I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because you're not servicing Las Vegas, right? So you're only going to get charged for the ones that are actual leads. And like I said before, our department will monitor that for you, so you don't have to spend a lot of time trying to manage it. Because I've been, like I said before, doing this for 14 years, and I've heard a lot of horror stories regarding that other service where people tell me that, you know, they have the leads hooked up to their cell phone. As soon as they get one, they drop everything and they call on it. And like you said, they've already been called on by 5 or 6 other guys, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it, you know? And then they tell me that it happens so often, it's hard to manage. You know, sometimes people tell me, I got a lot of bogus leads, and I called HomeAdvisor, and I told them, and they credited me back. But then right after they got the credit, it happened again, and then it happened again, and it became terrible to manage, you know? So that's the huge benefit to the Google Guaranteed, is you don't have to spend any time managing it because our company will automatically do that for you behind the scenes and apply those credits.
Okay. Now you mentioned about $800 something. And
yes.
It's almost like an escrow account. So like, let's say we get sent like 13 leads, but we only actually like worked on 6 of them. So the remaining, and then we're going to get charged for that 6. So the remaining, almost like credit on the escrow that we pay in advance, will it roll over to the next month or no?
Yes. So it moves over. So they're always trying to keep that bucket, if you will, at the 13 leads within the month. So even if you only take 4 or 5 leads, you pay for those 4 or 5 leads to replenish the bucket, and then the next month you still have a fresh batch of 13 leads if you need them. You know what I mean? So each month it definitely is going to roll over for you, so you'll be able to take full advantage of the leads.
Okay. So pretty much we still get, saying like 13 leads per month, depending on whatever bucket or budget you're ready to invest. You get those amount of leads for that budget. And then whatever you don't use, it still roll over to the next month, and you still get like another set of brand new leads out of again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just pay for the, you know, the ones that you took, and then it goes, and they would constantly be giving you, you know, updates. I've seen people actually have, you know, where they have the 13 leads, 817, for example, budget, and then our company is sending them the 13 leads and they didn't replenish the next month, and you know, 3 months later they get another 817. So some people have it set up like that where they're only paying for them when that bucket gets completely, you know, depleted, and other people will pay and stay on top of it, and they like it better if they just pay like a smaller amount and stay on top of it. You know what I mean? And then you're constantly
So you can pretty much have pause it. You can like pause it until you complete all the leads, and then whenever you want to like resume back, and then now you resume back, and it charges you for the lead just like that.
That's exactly right, Rachel, because we don't expect you to pay for it during times that you don't need it, right? Let's say that you got some big jobs, and now your schedule is full for the next couple of weeks. you call us and tell us to pause the Google guaranteed leads, and that way you're not paying for it when you're not needing them. And then when things slow down, and in that interim, you're still getting calls off of the Google Maps listing that we created for you, you know, the Google Business page. So when you're, you know, taking on smaller jobs here and there, and your schedule is open again, then you call us, and then we just restart the leads again.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to run this over with the team and everything, and then because I don't make decisions on my own, you know, it's me, my brother-in-law, and my sister. So, I'm going to run it over by them. But, yes, yep. I do want to, you know, if you guys can help us get back those reviews. It's showing on the website, but it's just not showing on the Google page. And then, and then, like, you already stretched the next one for always the 24th. So, we want to just maintain our relationship with you guys. But depending on, and I know you mentioned how, like, we left approximately 10 to 15 days to fully put Google page to really, like, become concrete. So hopefully by God's grace we're going to start getting calls. I do know Google sends us like a weekly, you know, report, and yes, we are getting attraction. People are clicking on it and looking at it, so which is good. But we just haven't received any calls as of yet, but we're going to hopefully we can start getting calls and everything. I mean, we're getting calls from of other previous clients that we already dealt with, from their people their friends and family and colleagues, but from Google, we have not gotten anything as of yet. So we were hoping that, you know, that will kick in and stuff like that. But I will take your advice into consideration and do a spreadsheet, not like send out a whole bunch of review of one setting. The one up here, just do maybe 3 weeks this week and then 3 next week, just like that. That way, how come they got a whole bunch of reviews this week and then. And then 2 weeks went by, no reviews. Yeah, so long ago. So
right. Exactly. Yeah, and it's so refreshing to talk to someone like you that you get it. You know, you understand what I was saying, so that's good. Because some people are like, why does it matter? I want 100 reviews overnight. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to tell you it does matter, you know.
Right. And it is true. You do want to look, you know, legit and everything, because I believe there are business owners out there who are legit and everything. You know, we all do want positive reviews, and we all want our business to flourish and everything. But, you know, I mean, you said, you're an expert. You've been doing this for 14 plus years, so you know what works, what doesn't work. And you know also, you're helping people, get the best advice to really grow and flourish their business. So I do want to, you know, take your advice and apply and everything, because we do want to see our business flourish and grow as well. I'm going to run it back then. And then depending on what they decide.
Rachel, one is going to show you a little bit more about the Google Guaranteed program and how you're going to have that green or blue check mark next to your name once you're approved, and how Google's going to give you the insurance of $2,000 per client. So the first one will be informational that you can share with the team. The second one will have the price breakdown, okay? So this package, if you bundle it together with the, $199 package that you have now, is called the Ideal Package, okay? And it sells on our website for, initially $1,198. And then it will go down to the, $199 monthly. But remember, that doesn't apply to you, because we have you, into the specialty rate pricing that you had initially when you signed up. So your monthly is always going to stay at the $199 plus your lead fees. So all you would have to pay if you want to participate in it is the $250 application fee. And then 4 to 8 weeks later, once it's approved, you would pay that $817 for the lead budget. And then other than that, you're all good to go. So I'll send you a breakdown of that in writing, so that if anybody else, at your organization has questions, you can call me, okay?
Okay, all right. And also, so once we paid, let's say we got approved by Google and everything, we passed the background check and everything, and then there's $817. It's not like a charge from you guys, and then plus Google, it's just like a one-time charge to you guys, but then you guys will pay Google their portion, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So the lead that I told you, $62.67, we already get a percentage of that. We get, you know, there's a 25% management fee that's built into that $62.67. Okay. So you don't have to worry about paying any costs above and beyond that. So we get, you know, and that's below industry standard, by the way. Most companies charge a 35% management fee. Ours is only 25%, so we're below the industry standard, but that's already factored into the cost that I quoted you. And then, you know, the leads would fluctuate a little bit too, like 62.67 is your average, but let's say that you get a solid lead, but it's a smaller type job or a keyword that's not as popular, then you're not going to pay $62.67 for that. That one might only be like $45, you know? And then you might get one that's a bigger job that might cost, you know, a little bit more. It might be $75, but the average is $62.67, which is why by the time you factor 13 leads, it should always stay right around that $817 range.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. And your name is...
My name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in and you put that 777, it'll ring to my desk. And what I'll do is I'll put a note here to follow up with you in a week or so. What do you think your time frame is if the team likes it? Do you think that they'd want to get started right away, or what's your thoughts there?
I don't think we want to get started right away. I feel more like we want to first see how we get like leads, like just how we get like leads, or well, not so much leads, but just like attractions and calls from Google first, and everything, and then just see how that works out for a couple months, and everything like 4 to 6 months, and then if that's going really really well, we like it and everything, then we might most likely we want to jump into this off, but we want to first see how everything goes with Google, because we use HomeAdvisor. We've been using them since last year, like September of last year. We had to cut them out in May. It wasn't really a great success with them. We will get like a whole bunch of leads, like, you know, like we get traffic for every lead. We'll get like 10, 15 leads or anything, but within those 10, 15 leads, only like three turns into a job. So it was like, and then we'll call them to, okay, hey, you know, like, okay, we got 10, 15, we turn into a job. Everybody else was like a bogus. And let's just say we have maybe like, you know, 9 or, you know, 13 bogus. And then like HomeAdvisor will only reimburse us for like 5 of them. And the remaining, like, well, hey, I'm sorry. Snooze, you lose. So we lost a lot of money from that. So we're like, okay.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we deal with a lot of their clients. So I've heard these horror stories over and over and over again. And that's why I know that you'll love the Google Guaranteed program, because Google doesn't operate like that. You know, they're not going to be selling the lead to multiple people. They're not going to be charging you for bogus leads. So you're going to be very, very happy with it. So if anybody on your team has any questions on either one of these emails, feel free. You'll see my number at the bottom of the email. They can contact me directly. And then I think that's a smart business plan too, you know, to wait for this package to start bringing a solid return. And then once it does, you can reinvest some of that and get the Google Guaranteed down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very smart. We've been working with HomeAdvisor, and like, you know, I mean, like, you know, they said all these wonderful things. I mean, it sounded great, but when we started working with them, it wasn't really the reality of it. So, like, you know what? We kind of got a little discouraged. Like, it's like, you know, you invested a lot of money for a program, you know, hoping like, you know, they will keep it in the bargain. But unfortunately, it wasn't so great. You get like 10, 15 leads, but only like two turns into a job. And then the remaining was just literally, I mean, you'll call these homeowners and everything. They hang up on you and everything.
Right.
So like, oh no, I never submitted a job request. Like, okay, is your name so-and-so, you know, Susan Doe, John Doe, like, yes, okay, is your home address this, yes. Okay, so how can you say, you know, you didn't submit a request whenever everything is accurate? I just, you know, confirm you saying it's you, you did it. Well, it wasn't
right.
Okay, well, you know, so that was a little bit discouraging, very discouraging. But then again, like I told you, like we're going to call Home Advisor and get them to, you know, credit us back, you know, out of like maybe like 10 to maybe like 8, you know, requests only, we just get them maybe like 5 the remaining. They say, nope, I mean, that's on you, you know, so. So we have to cancel them in March.
Yeah, I'm happy that you found out sooner rather than later, because what also happens is because that lead's going to multiple contractors, there's a bunch of price shoppers that call on those leads just looking for the cheapest rate. So I had a contractor a few months ago, and I felt so bad for him because he said that he was working with Home Advisor and he was running all over town bidding on all of these jobs, and he kept getting undercut by other companies. So finally, he got so frustrated and he counted that he was about $2,000 into his lead fees. So he just got desperate and he undercut his own pricing and he took on a bathroom remodel. But the problem was is when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job.
More.
Poor guy. I know. I like that. It did. Wow.
Yep, the same thing happened to us. Yeah. We drove an hour to give a quote to someone and everything. And, and I mean, they love what we had to offer and everything, but like somebody, you know, offered them less and they want to see who offered them, you know, what they offer. I was like, ma'am, like that won't work because we're using like real actual material that's going to, you know, your homework, because they want to do like a remodel and they're on their bathroom and they had a flooding. Yeah. So we have to like do like a complete structure. Structure, like the foundation, everything, the pop, because it was all, it got rusty, it was bad. And I was like, we don't want to do a quick job where like, and within 4 months or, you know, 8 months, everything gets messed up again. We want to do like a good solid work for you that way. This home remodeling and everything will last you like, you know, 5, 10, you know, 15 years, hopefully, and everything.
Yes.
But like, I don't believe in like shaming another company, but I'm telling you like, our price is solid, and we're gonna use like actual strong materials, pipe and everything, and like woods and everything, sheetrock, where it will last long. I was like, but we don't do cheap job. We don't. We charge for our service, and the material costs more. But unfortunately, like they said that the other company was more affordable. So that's been happening a lot. That's been happening a lot.
That's frustrating. If you do a cheap job like that, it's going to end up breaking again, like you said. And then all of a sudden, that's the first person that's going to go and online and start smearing you, saying this is a horrible
company.
Yeah,
they're going
to. Yeah, I spent my nickel and dime, you know, trying to price shop them, but now all of a sudden it's not, you know, it broke again. Yeah, so you're smart to not take it, but that's frustrating because an hour away, all of your time and gas and energy even to go out there, you know, and do that, you know. So I definitely feel you. So, So, but okay. Well, I think we have a good game plan. I'll follow up with you in a month or so then and see if, you know, anyone has any questions. If you do have questions on either one of those emails, then you can contact me sooner. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Rachel. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week too.
See me, Stores. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Appreciate that. Have a blessed one too. Bye.